welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello, and welcome everybody to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once more. We go by different names. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, empaths, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, and, of course, light bearers. And the list, well, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all have in our own very individual ways. We are bringing light to this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness of all of mankind. This is my own very small oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join with the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, of course, and if you want to find me, you'll find me at www.barbaradelong.com. And I welcome you along with Jeannie and Ray, who is getting in, hopefully shortly on Skype to the show, to add your lights to ours and increase the energy that will brighten all of our own personal lights. We are going to be doing readings shortly as soon as we get our technicalities ironed out. And if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie's in the chat room and she's doing the screening. And she can answer any questions that you might have. So hopefully, she has found Ray. Okay, and Ray can be found at www.healingrays.co.uk. I'm so excited to have him on the show today because he is probably one of the most amazing, best people that I have ever experienced working with, and I have a wonderful elite group of amazingly fabulous people that I have been honored and blessed that I have been able to come into contact with. He was born in a wonderful place called Saltburn by the Sea, which is amazing, and I just love the name of it. It's probably even quainter and more beautiful than it sounds. He is a spiritualist medium. He can channel messages from spirit, and he can help to give proof to people who are looking for confirmation that our souls are eternal and that we do move on into another dimension. He calls himself a spiritualist because he does believe in the seven principles of the church, and he receives messages in a number of different ways. He's clairvoyant and clairsentient, and he perceives them visually as well as on an emotional level. He's what I like to say, a very well-rounded man. He's given readings to hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of people, and he does psychic evenings. He does stage demonstrations. He goes all throughout the northeast of England, and he's been involved in ghost hunts and paranormal investigation in a variety of different places, and he's the resident medium for the world-famous Schooner Hotel in Alma's. I hope I pronounced that right, which is reputedly Great Britain's most haunted hotel, and also for the Clarendon Hotel in Redcar, and another one of the most haunted locations around. He can be found again at www.healingrays.co.uk. And he's charming. He's wonderful. He's gentle. He's sensitive. He's really a cool guy. So without any further ado, I don't have the clapping hands that Chris does, but Ray, welcome to Nightlight. I'm glad you made it in.
Are you sure you got the right person there? all those lovely things.
Pretty sure. I took most of the mundane material off your website, so I'm pretty sure it's your stuff. But, I think one of the most, a way to tell that somebody is authentic and genuine and truly gifted is if they're humble at the same time. And recently I heard somebody that sounded like an infomercial, guy just plowing information at people and doing the yay and whatever, and it sounded like he was selling sham wows or used cars or something, and all I could think of was, even if you're good, I don't want to listen to you.
You've got to put your personality into this, and it's okay being a salesman, but you've still got to have personality as a salesman or personality as an individual. With working within the spiritualist church, often I forgot to be myself because they have rules, and over in Britain they tend to be a bit institutionalized and a bit women's institutionalized, so they don't they don't like my sense of humor sometimes. So I have walked in there, promised to be good, and walked out a bad boy.
I've done the same thing on this side of the pond. I managed to get so excited about what I was doing, I forgot to take the collection. So,
well, I think the last spiritualist church I did any work for, I actually broke so many rules that they never asked me back. But I got asked by other churches because they'd heard about me breaking rules. And there are some cases where you need to break the rules, obviously. But when the rules are so obviously constraining and one of them was not advising people on healing, and I thought, well, people want to hear about healing, they want information, they want advice, they want to be pointed in the right direction, or at least shown the right direction, or possibilities. And if you can't do that within the bounds of the spiritualist church, which I'm sure you can,
I think my biggest, and I got my training in the spiritualist church, so I know from whence you're talking, but I found that my biggest objection to it, I think the church itself is wonderful and the work they do is wonderful, they frown upon having a sense of humor. And in my opinion, if you don't do this work with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek and laughter, then you're not doing your job, because laughter is such a healing energy in and of itself.
I grew up with the likes of the Goons, the Spike Milligan and the Goons, the likes of Monty Python, and all the other strange things that came out of Britain in the 60s and 70s. And I put those into just about everything I do, including the new humours that's going around. The new there's a lot of, shall we say, actually spiritual humour, a lot of humour that's actually put on the bounds, and you look at what they're trying to tell you, and it becomes out as a spiritual message, just as funny.
And oh, absolutely.
One of my favourite stories I'll tell everybody, because I'd gone into the Spiritualist Church in Saltburn, and I thought, well, I'm going to be a good boy today. I'm going to be a very good boy today and mind my P's and Q's and all the rest of them. And so I sat down in the circle, and straight away they came to me because I'm sat in the front. Said, have you gotten a message for them? I said, well, yeah, I have actually. I've got this gentleman. He sat in front of a big, massive organ. It's a big, massive church organ. He's wearing a bright green hospital gown. And I said, he looked like a particular character. I don't know if you've got the Vicar of Dibley over there, but I said, he looks like the rich man off the Vicar of Dibley. I said, but he's quite jolly and quite funny. And said, well, the answers came back from the other side. And he said, well, no. I said, I know so-and-so played the piano, but I don't know about that. I said, okay. So I sat back down. About 15 minutes later, they came back round. I said, well, look, I said, the guy's still here. I'm not going to change him. I said, I'm going to just go for the description. So I asked bluntly, can anyone take the description of the particular character of the Vicar of Dibley, which is a British TV show? He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. I love that show.
Well, it's the rich man. And she said, oh, yeah. Well, I've got to ask, did he die of massive organ failure? And she said, yeah. She said, yes, he did. I said, well, that's why I was showing a big organ in front of him. And it looked like he was doing the start to Monty Python, you know, where the guy's in the thing, and he goes, it's... And it was just, like, so stupid. It was just, like, so stupid on my point of view, because I didn't realise what I was picking up, because I'd forgot to have a sense of humour.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and the other side does, I think that's another thing, the other side does have an amazing sense of humor, and they just love pulling our legs when we're trying to be serious. And I can remember once standing in the pulpit, and it was the end of the service when we did the spirit communication, and there was a lady in the front row, and she was sitting there, and we used to call them, it's so long ago I can say it. We used to call them the front row biddies. They were the rich widows that supported the church. And she was sitting there with her arms crossed, and I said, oh, I have to come to you. The light is falling to you. And, you know, she folded her arms, and she looked at me kind of like, yeah, go ahead, prove yourself. And I said, I think I have your husband here. And she said, okay. And I gave her the message, and she said, how do I know it's my husband? And so I described him, and she said, well, anybody would know that was his description. I said, yeah, if they knew him, they would, but I've never met him. And she said, yeah, but anybody could have told you that. And I said, okay. And I kept going for, you know, the kind of descriptive trivia that was acceptable in a church. And she kept saying, well, it could be him or it couldn't be him. I don't know if you've really got him or not. And and I said, well, he did have one loving way of letting you know he loved you, but are you sure you want me to say it in front of the entire congregation? And she looked at me and she said, yeah, give it to me. Just tell me how he let me know he loved me. And I said, you sure? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, every time he went by you, he pinched you in the ass and he said, I love you, sweetheart. And she said, yep, you got my husband. And I was told that was not appropriate, and I was reprimanded for it, and I said, but that's what was happening. And the next day, I had black and blue pinch marks all over my backside.
Did you explain that to your husband?
At the time, I was not married, so I didn't have to explain it. All I could think of was there had to be a better way to tell her you loved her. Flowers would have been a nice way. I could have, you know, gotten away with that easy. But no, it was really funny. So the other side does push us every now and then. It isn't that we're irreverent. It's just they want us to know that they. When they cross over, they haven't let go of their sense of humor and their laughter and their joy.
Yes, definitely.
You know, they don't put on a white gown, get a halo, a pair of wings, and a harp.
No, definitely not. That's my good friend Norman, who was my inspiration, my tutor, my however you want to look, Obi-Wan Norman, we called him, because he was what a medium should be. He used to tell really, really bad jokes, and he used to purposely hog the actual congregation just to annoy people. And it wasn't out of nastiness. He was training people.
Uh-huh.
He was giving people patience. And I saw people, you know, biting his head off or trying to, you know, get him angry with him. I just sat and watched him. And he was such a pleasure to watch, because his jokes were so bad. I mean, we've got an area, a road that leads from one town to the other, and it's called Crunk Road. And he used to say, "Is it up the Elephant Road?" Like, everyone was looking around. What the hell does he mean? And the other one was, he was so tight he could peel an orange in his pocket. Like, people were...
I like that.
It's just these really, really bad jokes he used to tell. And they were funny. But he was accurate. He was to the point. He was succinct. And he would never, ever change his statement or change the mess he was giving out, because that would make him out to be a liar. So that was the one thing I took him out to. And I would say, I've given you the message. I'm not going to change it to suit. It's what I was told to tell you. And it's up to you to translate it. Sometimes, as communicators, we can't communicate what we need to say because it doesn't make sense to us. But
well,
once you get
true.
It out, it might make sense. It might be a week, it might be a month later, but again, it'll take its time. And so, then ping, the light goes up and they figured it out.
Well, you know, one hint to the chat room and those people that are calling in, you know, that are going to, we're going to talk to, when, at least in my experience, when you're doing spirit communication especially, you have to acknowledge and give the message that's in front of you before you can go on to the next message. So if something doesn't relate, if you can't really associate with whatever spirit we get, instead of saying no and stopping us dead in our tracks, it's more appropriate to say, I'm going to have to think about that one. What else do you have? And that allows a flow to be created, rather than having this person stand in front of us so that we have to take the whole 2 hours to try to figure out who the heck he is.
Yeah. There was one gentleman, another thing of the Saltburn Church, and he went every single week. He went absolutely every single week, and every single week he said, no, 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 can't take it, can't take it. Well, they moved locations just for 1 week because there were... they had building work done, and they gave him this message, and I've never seen the guy's face. His jaw was on the floor, absolutely on the floor. He couldn't say no. He just could not say no to any of it. And I thought, well, you finally got through to him. Perhaps he might actually say yes in future. And he was taught by Norman and by everybody else, if they say no, it's not your problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you could walk away with that message inside of you and not know whether it's right or not, and it shouldn't really matter, because at the end of the day, we're carrying the message around, we're carrying the energy around. We need to get rid of that energy, that message, to pass it on, and we don't need to let it play on our minds afterwards. There's a tale that's told of a medium who gave a message out, and she said, no, can't take it. So the lady gave up mediumship because she got the message wrong. Then 2 years later, she met up with this person she passed. See, do you know something? I remembered what you were on about, and I understood what you're on about 30 seconds after you said it. And, you know, the question is, why didn't you tell her then?
Yeah.
That lady gave up 2 years of mediumship just because she got a no answer. So
yeah, no, I have learned that no matter how strange or unusual or weird it sounds to me, it may make perfect sense to somebody else.
Yeah.
I try real hard not to judge. Well, we've got we've got a good pile of people here. There is also still room in the queue here for others, so we're going to be able to cover as many as we can in this time frame. If you want to call in for and get in the queue and have Jeannie screen you, numbers 347-857-2139. And I think we're gonna get to work here. So I'm gonna pull Jill on the line. Hi, Jill. How are you doing today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help?
I've just had some really rough years, and I'm processing a lot of abuse, you know, towards me from my family. I've made clarity. Will things get better for me, or does he have a message from the other side? Whatever he gets.
Okay. I'm really seeing that as soon as you have changed your perception, how you look at things, as soon as you are embracing the fact that joy and laughter and light and love are definitely here for you, that things will move quickly for you. It does feel to me as though probably around the March timeframe, here's where I'm seeing you allowing a new aspect of yourself to manifest within your reality. And at that point in time, creative energy communication, and finally you set yourself free and allow yourself to move forward by June. Ray, what are you getting?
I'm actually picking up 20th with that one. So if you're saying June, I'm going to say 20th with that one. And I'm picking up the number 20 is going to be very strong with her. So everything that's going to be coming to her will have a 20 attached to it or around that figure. I'm also picking up the number of 19, and that's connected directly to the lady as well. So it looks there is a need for the number 19. But I will say 19 is just before 20, so it would be a shortfall. So don't accept shortfalls in your life anymore. Okay?
Okay.
Shortfalls are a big no-no. So don't accept the 19. Take the 20, always.
What does that mean?
It means don't accept second best.
Okay.
Always accept what you're the full amount that's coming to you. Also, someone's given you a bunch of flowers from Spirit as well. They're a bit raggedy, but they're sort of daisies and sort of they're a mixture of daisies and daffodils. But they're just handed to you from Spirit as well. I do want a female lady handing you these as well, and she's saying. She said she'll be pleased with the fact that just of the colours. So yellow must be an important colour to you. Would that make sense, the yellow colour to you?
When I was a little girl, that was my favourite colour.
Oh, there you go, then.
And I had a spirit friend who taught me about God through the flowers.
This must be Nana or Mother, then, that's coming through at the moment. The funny thing is, I do feel this person's very young anyway. Whether they were young, they had young energy about them, or they actually are young. I'm not sure which I'm working with here. So, but there's definitely young energy involved with the person passing these flowers on to you.
Okay.
Okay, and you know something?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Spring is coming. I know you're in Illinois, and it doesn't feel like spring is coming yet. But
it actually
for me,
feels great today. But anyway, go on.
You are so lucky. But actually, it does also feel as though you know those are spring flowers that he was picking up on. So and I was seeing the springtime as well. You know, things beginning to move for you, and you embracing the love and the joy and the light and the laughter that is all around you. So. A little more work, probably, a little more patience, and then as springtime comes, you embrace everything.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
She's got such good energy as well there for herself.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's a cool lady. She really is. We've got Rachel in California. Hi, Rachel. How's it going today?
Hi, Barb. Hi, Ray. I'm doing pretty good. Happy New
good.
Year.
To you as well. How can we help?
Yeah. My question has to do with job opportunities. I'd like to know if you see anything coming up for me this year. I'm more than anxious to find a rewarding job.
Basically, the most important thing I'm getting is you should, you know, it's important you figure out what you want to be if you grow up, too. Ray, what are you getting here?
He said California. I love California. I've been 5 times. That's how much I love it. The first thing I got was California, Here I Come, the big musicals, the one from Paint Your Wagon as well, the Call the Wind Mariah as well. So I want all these directional things, all these bandwagon musical type things as well. So yes, I do feel everything starred in your direction for things coming up in the future. And it's just like Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, all the rest of the things as well. And it's just the energy that goes with them, that's in your life and that you need to give to your job. I do feel that you're going to need another qualification before the end of the year, and it's an important qualification. It's a literate qualification. That's what they've said to me, a literate qualification. I'm going to link back to the music as well, because would you understand somebody in your family who I would have looked like Doris Day or loved Doris Day, please?
No, I used to watch her films when I was much younger, but no.
Could you tell me where you actually live, please?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, just down the road from where Doris Day lives, isn't it? Carmel.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, I will say that San Francisco is your place anyway. I mean, I'm jealous that you live there. As I say, I've been there 5 times, so I know how lovely it is. But the energy's there for you, the energy of the power of the songs that comes out of the voices as well. And I do want somebody in spirit who would have sung these songs, who would have loved these musicals. That's why I'm probably linked into the Doris Day character, because she was a fantastic singer in the musical sense as well. That you are a bit of a Calamity Jane, though. You do make the odd mistake here and you feel a bit fumbled with things as well. Don't worry about that. It's perfectly natural. These mistakes are natural mistakes for you, because the path you're on is the right path anyway. So every time you think you've made a wrong turning, it isn't. It's a right turning to the right place you need to be. Okay?
I understand. Ray, you mentioned something about a certificate. You said I didn't catch the word, the type of certificate.
You're going to get a qualification. You're going to look for a new qualification. And they said it was a literate qualification. So it's either to do with reading, writing, or the English language.
That's interesting.
Let me hop in a second. It does feel as though this may be something that is required by where you are going to find a new job. It does feel like there is a new job here. It may have something to do with workshops or some types of it feels like workshops that will be sort of explaining new tools and new equipment to you, so that it's not so much of a, at least from what I'm seeing here, it doesn't feel as though it is increasing your ability to read or to write or to express yourself as much as it does, you know, learning new philosophies and ways of dealing with issues and equipment that you're going to be that you're going to have at your disposal.
Okay, I understand. You don't mean like going to university. It's a workshop setting.
Yeah, that's
yes.
What I was getting.
Yeah, maybe it's always a bit too literate myself with it, literally with myself. It's just another way, possible way of expressing yourself. But it is definitely going to enhance you, the new qualification is definitely going to enhance you as well. But you've got to stop taking things as black and white. You really need to have some grey areas in your life as well.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
No, but I'll think about that one for sure.
Right.
Yeah, it really does feel like there is a new job coming. Are you applying for new jobs?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to just, you know, piggyback on what Ray has said to a slight degree here, because it does really feel as though what you're doing is holding yourself in a box. and keeping yourself narrowly focused as far as the kind of jobs that you might want to apply for. What I'm getting here is you need to go outside the box, and here's where the black and white comes in, and you know, look for places, first of all, that you may not be totally qualified for, but would be a lot of fun for you to do, because work doesn't have to be awful. It can be enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for something totally different than what I was doing.
Okay, well, that would explain your need to have workshops and stuff like that to sort of catch you up with everybody else's speed.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you both very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
Very much for calling in.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, here's somebody that doesn't expect to be called on, but normally my co-host gets read by whoever is new, and I have been reminded by her that she has never had a reading from you. So I'm pulling Jeannie. This is the only perk she gets. She doesn't get paid much money at all for this. So, hi, Jeannie.
No, you pay me so much, I just enjoy doing it, you know?
Jeez. Yeah, right.
As soon as she talked to me earlier on, the energy was superb and fantastic. And there's so much joy, and there's a long lineage of you. If they're going to make Stepford Wives, they'd have to make them out of you. They'd have to... cloned versions of you, the world would be saved, wouldn't it?
Some people would not agree with you, I'm sure.
It would be clean anyhow. Okay, Gene, do you have a question, Gene, or somebody you'd like him to sort of try to find?
Well, I've got somebody here already.
Well, if you have somebody, please, by all means.
Yeah, he's singing Alfred Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant. I don't know if you understand that.
Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah. It's, don't ask me to sing it.
Alice's Restaurant, was that, well, I guess that was Alice Cooper, if I can remember.
No,
right.
No,
I don't
know. It was, Alfred Guthrie, the Guthrie family.
Yeah.
I think
Arthur Guthrie, yes. My great-grandmother's name was Alice.
Right. Okay. That's why I'm being sung out as well. could I link you to Europe at all with the family?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Could I link you to Europe at all with the family? With the.
Oh yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Thank you. I just needed to know why I've got sort of Scandinavian German types and type names in my head at the moment. And there's also they're showing me a pen for you, a nice. Posh pen, a nice posh cartridge pen with ink flowing through it as well. And wedding invitations, is it? Wedding invitations?
Oh.
There's some sort of big invitations, because they're all on lovely cards. They're all on lovely cards, and you're filling them out with really posh handwriting. Not like my spiders crawling across a paper. Yours would be very posh handwriting, so it's for a very important... day for somebody, if it's not for you obviously, but for somebody else. And I feel that's coming up towards the end of March as well.
Well, I will have to be on the lookout for that.
I will say that I've got to give you the March of the Penguins as well. Are you love animals? The film The March of the Penguins.
I don't believe I've ever seen that.
It's a wildlife film. I think if I remember rightly, it's let me think. Morgan Freeman and a couple of other people voiced over it. And it's about a long trek, and I feel that your long trek is over now, and you will be resting up for the next couple of months, but there is a new journey for you to start in about 2 months' time, and it's totally diversifying from what you normally do. It's almost like, because I can see you're really struggling with your hands with this, but after a month or so, it'll be like second nature.
Wow.
It's again, it's a new thing coming in for you as well. I do see you. Have you? I see you changing memory in a PC.
I'm sorry?
I see you changing memory in a PC, taking the memory out and changing it, whether that's just metaphysical metaphorically speaking, for something you do. Have you changed your mind a lot just recently? Changed your mind a lot just lately? Can't you make a decision?
I change my mind on a regular basis.
Okay.
It's kind of like spin the wheel.
Yeah. Also, can I ask who the Hercules in spirit is, please?
Mm. I'm having a hard time understanding, Barb.
Sorry.
Who's the Hercules in spirit?
Hercules in spirit. That could be my Uncle Bill.
Okay. I just thought
he's about 6'5".
Yeah, it wasn't Kevin Sorbo. It was definitely Hercules, a proper one as well, because I'm told that did he have troubles with his sight as well?
Yes, he did.
Thank you. I just needed to know why. He's given me the film The Scent of a Woman, which is about, he's working with movies with me at the moment. So he's given me The Scent of a Woman, which is, it was in Scarface. I can't remember his name at the moment. You'll understand smelling him about you. Because he has a particular odour, and that's what he's told me, a particular odour. It's not a nasty smell. It must be something to do with his, either
yeah,
his breath.
I understand.
You understand that. That's okay as well. He comes into your house as a red ball. So if you can understand the red ball as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And he's also said, he said something about an oak tree near you as well.
Yes, I could throw a red ball and hit an oak tree from where I'm sitting.
Right. But he's given me the movie Poltergeist. He obviously likes his movies, this guy, but he's given me, because sometimes that branch is scary in the night, he says.
Okay,
does that make sense?
I follow you with that, yes.
Yeah. He said, don't go digging up too much rubbish about people, because you'll find stuff you don't need to know.
Oh, Barbara, do you hear that? Yes.
He must have passed away around about Christmas time, because he's wishing you Merry Christmas. And I always find that when the wish, they didn't get a chance to wish it in the normal when they were on Earth, so he's wishing you Merry Christmas. But he's quoting he's back to the movies again. He's given me the film which I actually sat and watched, and I couldn't believe how it inspired me, which was The Polar Express. And the whole point of the movie is you've just got to believe. And that's what he
wonderful.
Said is just believe. Okay?
Yes, that is just wonderful. Yes, very good.
Okay.
Yes, her Uncle Bill... Her Uncle Bill just passed away this last week.
Right.
Yeah.
So
he did
you
that.
You definitely got,
what,
you got
the,
him
the week
fresh
after
off
Christmas.
The quest. Yeah.
The week after Christmas. Yes.
Yeah.
And I was watching a movie about Poltergeist yesterday.
Right.
And I was investigating information on somebody yesterday. So... well, thank you, sir. That was very, very good.
Absolute welcome. Absolute welcome. I think you and me are on the same wavelength anyway. As soon as you spoke.
That's wonderful to hear. I've enjoyed. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
You're welcome. Is she in Tennessee, by the way?
Virginia.
Why did you say Tennessee?
Tennessee just sort of kicked into my head then.
That's where my Uncle Bill lived, was in Tennessee.
Right, okay. It's more proof that he's around you as well.
Wonderful.
I would
all
say
right, back
so.
To work I go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She's one of the best things that ever happened to me. She's the coolest lady ever.
I can understand it, because I have a friend on my Facebook called Ginny Bonnie, and it's just sort of you're dragged in. Straight in, and you're loved instantly.
Oh yeah, no, she
like
is. I've known her for like maybe 25 years, and we have been friends for a very, very long time. And I didn't actually physically meet her or was in her presence until 3 years ago. So. It's been very exciting. Okay, oh yeah, no, she is definitely a gift. She is wonderful, and when I started doing the radio show, I said, you know, do you want to help me? And she was very, very reluctant. And I said, all you have to do is answer the phone, And she is a very down-to-earth, very unshakable person. And by her screening the calls, it kind of makes sure that we don't get crazy people because, you know, God forbid they would call this show. But every now and then somebody strange does call up, and Jeannie gets the phone call before I get it, so it doesn't get on the air. But I remember one day somebody, when she said, "Hi, this is Jeannie, you know, who is this and where are you calling from and, how, you know, what do you want to talk about?" The voice on the other hand said, you know, "You should be living the rest of your life as a lesbian." And her reply to the guy was, "And what makes you think I'm not?" he hung up on her. So that one didn't make it on the air. Okay, we've got Kathy here. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. Good. How are you?
I'm great. How can we help?
I was wanting to see if my guides, who are usually very humorous, has any messages for me.
Okay. Go ahead, Ray.
Do you know something? When you said hi, I'm Kathy, I almost was actually drawn to tears with you. I don't know if there's been any upset around you just recently.
Yes, family.
Yeah, it's just that
emotional.
I was just, oh my God, Kathy, someone like that. And it was just very, very an emotional cloud came over towards me with you as well.
Yeah.
I think your guides were going to tell you that you're right in every sense of the word on the decisions you've made.
Oh, really? I feel that way. I do feel that way.
And I will say you've had a new guide for about, and it's hard to say, it's either a couple of weeks or a couple of months, because he's been quite shy in coming forward, and he would have been one of the lower rank Indians, Native Americans, so he wouldn't have had such a loud voice or loud saying and things, but he has got some things to partake with you and to help you move on, shall we say, within life. And it's, you're obviously a very humble person anyway and don't like upset, which is totally understandable.
Yeah. That's absolutely correct.
It's a case of you need to remember your humbleness and remember you're the right at the same time.
Okay.
Justice will prevail, I'm told to say.
All right. Yeah, I always believe that. Yep.
Yeah, justice will prevail, and karma obviously won't be knocking on your door, it'll be coming on their door as well. And I will say that you've had your own poltergeist experience in your house as well.
I did.
And it's did it shake you up a little bit? Because I'm getting quite nervous about with that.
I have not. I'm in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have not experienced that.
Well, if you do, don't worry too much about it. It's earth energies work. It's earth energies in your house. It's nothing else.
Oh.
Okay. It's earth energies. It's no, I don't know what they call that dreadful set of movies. It's nothing you should worry about. Paranormal activity, that's the ones. I wouldn't worry about it, anything. It's just earth energies and the tendency to shift things around with you. You must suffer with headaches a lot as well.
I used to, but I don't anymore because I'm balanced.
I was going to say that you weren't. The reason you were picking up the headaches was because of earth, the actual earth energies themselves, the actual vibrations from the earth. The very, very low frequency vibrations, and they were sort of upsetting your karma, your energy, so to speak, as well.
Oh.
And at the moment, there's a lot of blue around you, which is going to help you.
Oh, great,
so
great.
Blue is settling you down, which you told me you balanced yourself out. But
I did.
And I've been told to say your process is going to speed up as well, so your brain's going to be more alert as well.
Oh, fantastic. We all need that.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to the future.
Well, you should. I want to also add in, though what I'm getting is not what I would call one of your spirit guides, It is somebody who has been attracted to your energy. And what I'm feeling is that there is there's a shaman here. And it's an Indian shaman, and it's a very, very old man, and I feel that he goes back probably, 3,000-4,000 years. But what he came in to say that while he's not a guide, he is reminding me to remind you that you have two spirit animal guides that are with you at all times. And one is a white eagle, and the other is a white wolf. And it feels as though you feel, especially the wolf's presence, you feel as though there is something walking next to you from time to time, and this wolf is. And these are, they're protectors, and the white alludes to the wisdom that they carry and the wisdom that you have within you. But each of these animals has been a familiar in past lives. And while they didn't come as familiars this time, they come in spirit to sort of give you that same energetic and that same feeling of having other sources of wisdom to reach for. The eagle, because you are capable and able to close your eyes and distant view, and I don't think you've been doing that yet.
Close my eyes and I see pictures in my mind.
And, yes, what you're doing is you're soaring as the eagle and viewing the earth plane, and it's connected to distant viewing. And there is a talent and a gift for distant viewing here that you might want to work with and help to evolve so that it's something that you can use on a more regular basis. If you shut your eyes, if you feel, if you see the white eagle and then blend with that energy, it will take you where you want to go, and you'll be able to sort of look down upon a lot of things. It sounds like it's a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. Wouldn't do it with a full stomach, but it looks like it would be really a cool thing. And as far as the wolf goes, the wolf is in the wild, a predator. And I don't feel that you are a predator, but I do feel that you will look for and be more survival-oriented than you have in the past. You will make sure that nobody is close enough to you that you don't know, that you know, you are going to, you will be protecting yourself, not like a wolf. I don't think you're going to attack anybody, but I do feel that you are going to be more aware of...
Aware of
what other people are sending out. Instead of listening to their words, which are usually empty, you're going to perceive their thoughts and their energetics. And so it's a greater sense of inner power that you have because of these two animals around you.
Wow. That's wonderful news. Thank you.
You're so very welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much for
Ray.
Calling in. Yes, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is zooming along nicely, isn't it?
It's always so much fun to work with someone else because, for those people who don't do this work, when one person is doing it, there is often a very nice flow of energy. But when you have somebody else there as well, the two energies, you know, if they're synchronistic, do blend beautifully so that you get tidbits and filaments of thoughts and impressions that you might not get if you were working alone. And this is a race car analogy. When cars are racing, often one will get very close behind the other, and it's pulled along because of the energy that the first car is generating.
Yes, yes.
So you save gas.
The slipstream.
And so if you're doing it with another medium or another empath or psychic or whatever, there is a sense of sharing the energy flow so that there is greater power to both people. And it makes you better, and it's such a cool experience. It's just
it is, yes. It is. One medium can do One's like on that particular case, the empathic side, and you came through with the guide side, and the I love spirit animals, I really do, especially animal guides.
Oh yeah.
Really, I managed to work with a full blood Blackfoot Native American, and working with animal guides as well. That was just something else. Really something else. So it's tough to get to see your animal guides when they're sort of coming around slapping you in the face with their paws.
Oh yeah, and then that's post animal guides too, just for those of you that you know that it matters to. Animal guides totems are very different from spirit animals that have been your pets that you know that hang around you too. I have one. His name is Smudge, and he died about 6 years ago. And he had been with me before in another body. He reincarnated, came back, looked just the same. And when he is still here in the house. My cleaning lady sees him frequently. Smudge.
No, Snap. And, I mean, it's exactly the same for me.
Oh, okay. And so this cat, my husband, when he was alive, didn't believe in spirits and ghosts and stuff like that. And then one day he saw Smudge and said, okay, with Smudge Gray. And I said, yeah. And we have 8 cats here in the house, so it would be real easy to miss. But Smudge was totally different. And so he would, and then he would often see Smudge. And Smudge used to take offense when you rearrange things on the dresser and stuff and knock everything onto the floor. And very frequently when I have, you know, either put something new on or arranged things, I will wake up in the morning and find everything on the floor because he had taken offense to how I had arranged things. So not that he's giving me lottery numbers or anything, but he certainly is ever present. No. But they are just so amazing. Okay, yes. We've got Deanna in Florida. Hi, Deanna. How are you today?
Hi, it's Diana.
Diana.
I'm in Sacramento. So I still have a 916. I was in Sacramento. I've been here for about 6 weeks. Taking care of my dog.
So how can we help you today?
I was just wondering if there's, like, I don't know, am I going to go back to California? Is there like a job and a soulmate there on down the line?
Go ahead.
I think to a certain extent, no. I think that you're going to go a bit up further up the coast, possibly Washington State, because...
Yeah.
I'm told Portland, which is Oregon anyway, and I'm told that if you go to California way, you'll be met, you won't be welcome. I'm not saying you'll get cast out as a, but it won't be for you. I've got in my hand, I'm actually in my son's bedroom because of restricted space at the moment. And I've got a Dalek in my hand, which is a Doctor Who thing. And they aren't welcome anywhere, basically. But I feel that this is your bit of totem for California. I don't feel you'd be welcome there. And you won't find what you need there. And
so that's how it was there. I wasn't welcomed by my aunt, but she doesn't even live there anymore. But I was told by somebody 3 years ago I would end up in Washington, but I would have to meet this person in Sacramento. So, you know, I was always thinking while I was in Sacramento, I'm going to meet this person that we're going to Washington, somebody that I'm going to work with.
Is this Washington State or Washington City? Is this Washington State or Washington City?
Well, the state of Washington is what I was told. But that was 3 years ago, you know. Everything changes.
I'm still heading towards Washington State more than anything else.
Yeah,
and it won't be Seattle. It will be further down towards the border of Washington and Oregon.
I have been there before. took care of a spinal cord injured man. It doesn't have anything to do with him, right? In Portland.
Could you link into somebody with a PhD?
Yeah, his name was Jerry. He's, of course, in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Was that the spinal injury that you met? It's just I was told to say a PhD, which is obviously a doctorate of some sort.
Yeah, he has a PhD. Right, I have a naturopathic doctor. We went to the same college. I didn't even know if he was still alive. I haven't heard from him for 2 years. That would be strange.
I ended up back where I left.
That was in 2000, actually, when I stayed. And I was just basically taking care of him, but...
Well, I'm going to work on the fact that I don't think he's still alive. I might be wrong, because I'm trying to work with energies here. Whether they're alive or not, it doesn't really matter to me. It's inconsequential.
Oh, he might be talking to you. Right. Okay.
There's water involved with you. No matter what you do over the next 3 months, there's going to be water needed for you. There's a detoxification of everything in your life. And the water is the symbol of the detoxification. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I seem to be by water a lot. I'm in Florida by water. I was by water in California. I moved to cities that have two or three, you know, running rivers, and water just seems to be where I live. So Portland and our water.
A lot of it, I use water to actually cleanse myself before another reading. I use something, water, to wash my hands, take a drink of water before I start, because it cleanses me of anything I've dealt with or anybody else's emotions. And it's the same for you. You need
the
water
around you. Well,
I'm doing that
now. I'm making a lot of detox. I'm using all kinds of herbs, but because, of course, I'm helping my daughter heal. But I'm drinking them all, too. So I'm also detoxing myself.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, something also, Diana, it's important for you to know that it's never appropriate for us to sort of try to go to a place where someone told us someone would be. It's appropriate to keep moving forward with your life because, you know, I meet people from all over the world every day. So that being in a certain place doesn't guarantee you're going to meet the soulmate that you're hoping you'll find. Getting on with your life and doing the best you can and carrying forward with what you're doing for yourself and humanity is going to be what generates the energy that draws the soulmate to you. And if you're on the moon, it'll draw that person there. So that you know, if somebody told you that you had to go to a certain place, that could be where they are now, but they may well have moved on by the time you managed to get there. So it's better to focus on moving your life ahead and letting that person catch up with you.
Yeah, and that's what I have been doing. I'm even open to, oh, wow, they had to come to a meeting here where I am now in Florida, even if they hadn't been in California. Because I didn't exactly have a very easy time in California. So being told that I would be going back there to meet my soulmate, I would be just as happy if he came here.
You know, go with the flow, and he'll catch up with you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for reminding me to go with the flow.
Take care now. Okay. All righty. I think that's something that, you know, everybody wants a soulmate. I mean, soulmates are fabulous. But they come to us when we are so involved in our own mission and our own journey that we're not looking for someone. And as soon as you stop what you're doing and start looking for somebody, you stop feeding the flow of energy that is the magnetism that's going out to draw that soulmate to you.
I agree with you. I think it's like Nanny McPhee. It says, "I'll be around when you least need me, but when you don't need me, I won't care." I can't remember the way she puts it, but it is right to us. It is a certain thing that you. The people you attract around you are always there for a reason, whether it's to show you the way not to do it or to show you the right thing to do. or help you in your quest, depending on the energy and the life's lessons that I've learned through doing the mediumship in various churches and what have you, is that I've needed to be there at that particular time to learn that lesson, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, and you know, there have been people in my life that have taught me incredibly fabulous, wonderful lessons that have changed my life. But as a result, I went through an experience that, you know, I'm not writing any thank you letters to some of these people, but I am grateful for the experience. So, I mean...
Barbara, have you ever been psychically attacked?
Yes.
And what did you gain from that experience?
That I had best not be quite so casual about how I do my work.
Yes.
and it was an experience that, trust me, I learned so very much from that I protect myself, and it's something that I prior to that I had, you know, sort of been bopping along saying, I'm a child of light, nobody's going to hurt me. Well, that's not true. and then I would say probably a good, 10 years later, I traded readings with someone, and they were an astrologer, and I did the reading for them, and then they did the reading for me. And he started the reading out, well, you're going to die in about 4 months, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I said, could not that be misinterpreted? And because you do get, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It's not carved in stone. Nope. You're going to die, and this is what you're going to die of, and we'll miss you. And I said, you know, there has to be another way of interpreting this. And, you know, he went on and on. And for the next, I forget how many, it was the next 4 months, I saw every doctor I could see. I knew I wasn't going to die, but I still was afraid I was going to die.
Yeah.
And he taught me that the way that you give a message, especially when you get symbology, is very crucial to how that person accepts the message. It turned out that my life did change radically, but that experience taught me one of the most important lessons I think that I have ever had, and that's that if the message isn't, you know, worth something that I would receive myself personally, I don't give it.
Yeah.
Because you know, and prior to that, I probably had flipped out some very flippant answers to people from time to time. And probably if I had said things more appropriately or more gently or more spiritually, they would have gotten the message. And probably by flipping things out casually, they didn't take it seriously. So that it improved my capacity to give people messages that were not only insightful but they would embrace them and pay attention to them, as opposed to just, you know, saying, well, I'm going to dial the next psychic, who's on next, what show is on next, I'll check that show out. So
of course, many people who will just will go to psychic fairs and they'll have three readings done and not take one bit of notice of the advice they're given, even though the three people have been totally spot on with the reading.
Yeah, and, you know, I think if you go to psychic fairs and you get five readings, then whatever everybody hits on is something you should really pay attention to. Sure. But, and yet people will go to psychic fairs and will come to shows like this and then, you know, follow other shows throughout the evening trying to get the answer they want to hear, not the answer they need to hear or the answer that is actually more appropriate for them.
Yeah, well, if you know the answer to the question, why aren't you doing something about it? If I knew the answer, if I was going to go to a reading and I already had my mindset that this is what I wanted to hear, I wouldn't have really bothered. I'd have just gone and done it anyway.
Well, you know, you kind of want to have confirmation that what you're hoping for is exactly what's coming. And, you know, I want a soulmate in my life, so I'm going to call these five shows. And whichever one gives me the shortest period of time frame, that's the one I'm going to believe in.
Yeah. The human element.
Absolutely. And so then the point is, you're not looking for a good psychic. You're just looking for somebody to give you mouth service to what you want to hear.
I will be totally honest with you. I actually asked when my friend told me about it. I actually went and got a reading because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I obviously being offered this chance, and that's the way I am. I don't believe that. I think some things. Sometimes I feel I'm not worthy or anything like that. So I have to sort of pinch myself. And I thought the best way I could do with this is to get a confirmation off a good friend and another medium, mm-hmm. without actually telling them what I'd been offered. And I didn't, and I thought, well, hang on a second. It doesn't really matter. I've been offered this. Take the opportunity. Can I give you a message, please?
Oh, sure.
I'll charge you $20, mind.
Okay, I'll. It's in the mail.
Okay, that's all I want to hear. while you've been talking, I've been sketching, and I've got a tall building for you with many floors. And I'm going to say that the fourth floor is important. The door on the side is more important than the door on the front as well.
Okay.
There will be a satellite dish, mind you. There's a satellite dish on most big buildings, but it will be used, and it will be drawing energy into the building. So the building you're going into is actually a tower of energy. It's actually designed by the architect. I think if some architects actually do add design into it to actually get the best energy into the building. And the building is specifically designed to get the earth's energy and the spiritual energy into the building, into the people in the building as well. But the fourth floor is going to be very prominent for you in this building.
Alrighty.
And I do see that the windows are blacked out, so you won't be able to see what's going on until you actually get into the room. So, again, you're right, it's not the police headquarters or anything like that.
But, I can't hold that.
But this building will be made of all the right materials as well. So it will be a functional energy aerial, if you want. And the people in it will be like-minded to yourself, and they will be. I do see. I'm going to be brave about this and say I do see that a magazine's involved in this as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, probably Crime Stoppers or something like that. So.
Okay.
This is me anyway. They're showing me the fourth floor with a magazine involved. So whether it's an article you're writing or thing, but I've got to give you Tigger anyway from obviously Winnie the Pooh. Okay.
Ah. Okay.
Tigger. I'm not going to sing his song either. So I don't sing many songs, believe you me.
Okay. Isabel well, Morris. I had a cat named Tigger at one time.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I also see sound waves with you as well.
Okay.
By sound waves, I mean whether it's on a mixing desk, but I do see the sound waves are going to be involved very much in your life at some point this year, because I'm told to add 2014 to that. So it's definitely this year. And I'm going to give you the month of June and the name of June as well.
Okay.
But the funny side of that, I gave you the name of June, but they wanted to change that to June, which is D-U-N-E, which is obviously science fiction reference.
Definitely.
And the reference also references spice. And the spice that they're mining in the film is your energy, if you want. And
okay.
You'll do a lot of recycling the energy yourself and giving it to others. So by all accounts, you'll be becoming a recycling centre for the energy. The magazine has a beautiful lady on the front as well. Okay. And she's real. She isn't photoshopped. She's real.
Okay.
And she's got, she's told, the lady's talking to me now, this beautiful lady, she's told me, you've got to have the wind in your face to feel the energy. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Interesting, because I am a part of a new magazine that is being published in February.
Right. Okay.
It's called Footsteps. I don't know if that's what it has to deal with, but I took notes. I took notes, so...
Good, good, good. Well, this will be on playback anyway, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's what archives are for. Okay, well, thank you so much. We got more people here, Ray. Ready to go again?
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
I'm a machine.
Okay, a well-oiled one. Okay, Prem in Texas. Hi, Prem. How are you doing today?
Hi there. Good. Good, thank you.
How can we help?
Well, I wanted to see what Spirit had to say, and also I'm looking for my own place, and I've looked at two other places today, and I wondered if either one of them was the one I was going to move into. I can give you the names of the place.
Are you looking to move immediately?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing you move until February.
Okay, February. Well, it won't be ready till February.
Okay. Okay, give me the names of the places then.
It's River Falls Square.
Okay.
The other one is the Lex Apartments. The other one is the Reflections.
What are you getting, Ray?
I quite like that river, the sound of the river one. I've picked up a song, and it's, I can never remember the name of the group, but they're singing Rolling, Rolling, so I do feel as well it won't be immediately. the lead singer was called Fred Dersch, but would you understand a Fred, please?
Fred, no. Not yet.
Not yet, okay. I'm still going with the role, and I will say that the tide is turning as well, so I'm the one that was with the river.
Okay, the river fall. Okay, I kind of had a feeling it might be that because the rent was good. It's not like my most exciting place I would choose out of them all, but the rent was good.
Yeah. I think you're going to find peace of mind there.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a lot of, not just because of the name, there's going to be a lot of serenity within that building.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect, but I'm going to say there's a lot of serenity for you.
Yes.
And issues around relationships, I feel that's linked into the tide is turning, because relationships will come through and they'll get better.
Right.
And they'll be more intense as well.
Right.
That's where I'm with the rolling, rolling. Because it's more intense that way.
Okay.
I've got marble connected to this place as well.
Marble?
Marble. As in marble, as in hard stone.
Huh.
And I think that would... I'm going to say that that's going to be your stone. That is going to be your energy stone more than anything else. Because it's hard, it can be fabricated, it can be used, and it is long-lasting as well.
Okay.
And it's got a nice shine to it as well.
Okay.
And it's got many facets and many veins. Have you got troubles with your legs, please?
A little bit. It's just been, like, tingling.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean...
Okay. I just aches and pains and...
Yeah.
it's because they showed me a bit of marble on your legs, so I don't know whether it's arteries or actual veins or something going wrong in the leg stage. Something obviously you look into. That's what doctors are paid for.
Okay.
If you're not wearing glasses now, you need to put them on.
Okay.
Okay.
Sunglasses, eyeglasses.
Spectacles.
Okay.
You are being guided very strongly by a gentleman who wore half spectacles and looked obviously for reading. So we want to be 50s, 60s, turn of the century possibly, because these are vintage spectacles as well.
Okay.
So listen to him in your dreams as well.
Hmm. Okay.
You must be an Aquarius or a water sign, are you?
I am a water sign. I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, that's why the river's very much starred for you as well.
Yeah, and this place is close to the lake too, and it's so serene.
I do feel a lot of place for contemplation and relaxation for you as well.
Yeah.
So. Would you like to add to that, Barbara?
I sure would. It really feels that after the first of the year, you went through a transition. You went through an initiation on an energetic spiritual level. So that what you've got going on here is I want to say it's a fine tuning, because it feels mm-hmm. as though you don't have it all. It all isn't harmonious yet inside of you. So that every now and then you have clarity of vision that is profound, and then everything
yes.
kind of gets scrambled up. So this, you know, while I'm totally, you know, absolutely going along with all of the water stuff, absolutely, because there is a sense here of having things that no longer apply to your life washed away. And it is letting go. It is, you know, coming to the surface and experiencing a new level of consciousness, insight, and wisdom. And you have this phoenix rising energy here as well. And that is, if there has been a sense of vertigo or a sense of not being real steady on your feet from time
mm-hmm.
to time,
mm-hmm.
that's the energy trying to incorporate itself in with what's going on inside of you.
That,
and actually the glasses is actually absolutely true as well, because it does feel that your eyes are no longer being able to perceive some of the details that are going on around you. I think that's
yeah.
not only literal, but it's figurative as well. So that you know, yeah, you probably need to get your eyes fixed or your glasses fixed. But at the same time, your attention to detail has been compromised by some of the stuff you've been going through. So that anything that you think you have drawn to completion to this point in time, you need to go back and check, because you may not actually have tied up all the loose ends that you need to. It feels to me as though there is also a sense of opening yourself up to allowing the universe to put in front of you some of those things that you've dreamed about but didn't think you deserved. And the reality is you're ready for them now. So don't question, don't walk away from things because you don't think that it's time for them, because to be perfectly honest, the universe would never put anything in front of you if you weren't ready to deal with it. And this goes for jobs, it goes for movies, it goes for books, it goes for friends, it goes for relationships, it goes for everything. And you've been hanging back in the shadows, and from what I'm seeing here, it's time that you moved out into the spotlight.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Okay.
Very accurate. And the books, I went to the bookstore and I was guided to pick up the book, Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Good book.
And it just hit home. Oh, yeah. It's very deep. Mm-hmm.
That book has
That's
been around for a very long time. Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
that book has been around forever. Well, not forever, but it's been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of the best literature, the best spiritual information, was put in print a very long time ago, and
yes.
It's been shoved to the back of the bookshelves, and people aren't paying attention to some of the, mm-hmm. the amazingly wonderful material that has been out there forever, that has sustained itself and is still there and is still being drawn upon. So, and the other message that I'm getting for you is that things that are of a true spiritual nature, that have absolute truth within them, are not complicated. It's if you're looking for something complicated because you think that's where the secrets are, you're wrong. The secrets are simple and out there for free. Don't pay a lot of money to be confused.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Alrighty. Go ahead.
Real quick, this person, his name is Anthony, and I don't know what's going on with him and if we're going to be speaking again. Is he okay?
I think he's okay. I would move on.
Mm-hmm.
And not worry about it, and as soon as you can let go of it, everything will be clear for you.
Okay.
I didn't see Anthony in the shape of things. I saw new love coming through.
That's great.
A new passion. Especially within the walls of this new building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okie dokie. We've got Shannon in Texas. Hi, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing fabulous. What's up with you?
I just wanted to know if you guys could have any messages for me from the other side.
Okay, Ray.
I'm scratching my head, actually, and it's not because I'm trying to think of one. It's because I've got a lot of irritation around there for some reason. Would you, if I gave you the name of Gary in spirit, would you understand that name connected to the family? Gary.
What was the name?
Gary.
No.
G-A-R-Y.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to change that name. Because I'm actually looking at somebody who would have been about, well, from my opinion, he was a bit taller than me, so he's around about 6 foot tall. He would have had, the best way I can describe this is a jock's hairstyle. So that's an American footballer's hairstyle, flat on the top, basically. I want somebody who would have been in the army. And somebody who could have held their own in an argument, but would have favoured the peaceful solution as opposed to the gung ho attitude. I do want connections, probably the wrong connections with the military police. So there would have been a record while he would have been in the army, but it wasn't for all the wrong reasons. Yeah, it was for all the wrong reasons. He got in probably one or two situations he shouldn't have been in. And he's saying that you're in one or two situations which you shouldn't be in. And you should stand away from them, step away from them, move on. Get away as far as you can from them. Especially with a male around you at the moment. It's all wrong. It's like it's like spaghetti on the plate. There's that many ins and outs, and you'll never get a straight line out of there. Because if you pull a piece of spaghetti out of that line, it'll just snap. So you need to move on, literally, and find something else that's not so complicated. And can you connect to me with somebody who suffers with fits, epileptic fits, or fits of some sort around you at the moment?
With epileptic?
Epileptic or some sort of fits.
No one.
I would throw
temper tantrums in with fits.
Right. Okay, then. Temper tantrums. Is that you?
I'm not around a lot of people, so that's why I'm like, no. I'm not usually around a lot of people, that's why I don't know.
Right, can we go back to the gentleman I've described? Can you understand that gentleman in spirit I've described?
Not at all.
Not at all, right.
Not at all.
Well, I hope someone's listening in the chat room then.
Because you were saying something about I need to get away from a gentleman, but I'm not around any gentlemen. So I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, well, just hold on to that because, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean exactly right now. It could be something that is coming in the very near future. And, you know, I want to ask you as well, is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
It feels like your father is around you. Was he in the military?
Yes.
You know, Ray, I think you got her father.
That's what I thought. It was the curious haircut.
Yeah, I think the name may have thrown her off, but I think what he's got is your dad, because I'm getting the same energy here. Was in the Army. How long ago did he pass?
Well, my dad and stepdad has passed, so I don't. And they were both military.
Did you say your dad had not passed?
No, I said my dad and my stepdad, they both passed, and they're both military.
Okay. The one that I'm getting has had trouble speaking at the very end, feels as though it's his upper chest area, lungs or throat. He was not able to speak at the end. Does that relate to one and not the other?
Yes, that was my stepdad.
Okay, that's the one that I think we've got, and he's the one that it feels to me as though when he passed over, he wasn't sure where he was going, and he was a little bit nervous about, you know, whether or not he was going up or down.
Sorry.
We all have that kind of have I done enough good stuff to make up for the stupid stuff. But he was thrilled when he crossed over because he had people around him that were they were friends from the military, and so he knew that he was in a good place, and he was I get apologies coming here, and he's saying I didn't say I love you, I didn't tell people how I cared enough, and that he was so grateful for all the kindnesses that were done to him and for him. Can you relate to that?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I see feathers here, as though feathers have been, you've been seeing feathers around lately.
Not recently, but maybe sometime last year I did.
Well, that's his way of letting you know he's hearing you when you talk to him, because he's saying you actually do talk to him quite a bit, and you've been looking at old pictures pretty recently about, you know, that have him in it, and he wants you to know that he's behind you, that he is protective of you. He has your back, I guess is the better way to put it. And as far as... As far as a gentleman, Ray was getting the same stuff I was getting. It feels to me as though either there has been or there is about to be a relationship with a gentleman that you question, but that you say to yourself, well, nothing's perfect, and you know, we all have to make compromises. You know those things that we say to ourselves when we're in the wrong relationship and we don't want to admit it, right?
Is this a work relationship or?
All I'm getting is relationship, so it may be a work relationship as well, you know, as opposed to a romantic one.
All I know for sure is there is a relationship that you are either in now or are soon to be in that's going to involve somebody that in some ways intimidates you. And it's important that you stand up for yourself and that you move on and you do not take seriously or let it impact you, because the intimidation, you know, you are easily intimidated. And this is a time for you to stand up for yourself and you know, speak up for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And as far as that name Gary goes, you remember that, because I think that's going to come into play here as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll write that down.
now watch, the next three men you meet are going to be named Gary.
Oh,
should be avoiding
those. Well, I thank you guys so much.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Stood at a bar and this guy came over and said, what's your name? Oh, my name's something. You'll say, what's your name? Oh, Gary. Oh, see you later. I've got to go.
Yeah. No, that happens so often. No, you had that down pat. You really did.
I didn't want to change it. I actually saw Gary Busey, which is an actor, and I described him as well, because that's where he looks. He's sort of that stern looking type actor. He's probably a really nice guy, but it's just that all the other stuff that came in with the military police and being a naughty lad and being in places where he shouldn't have been at the wrong time, sort of thing. So we got there. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got Melvin from Georgia here. Hi, Melvin. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you all for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. How can we help?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask you, you all, about a job that, you know, I'm trying to find a job. I work at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and they have closed, and about 800 employees out of a job, but some gotten one, saw a job, but I haven't gotten a job yet. So I just want to know, like, you know, do y'all see a job coming my way? And also, I'm having some trouble with my left ear, both ears really, but the left ear is really bad. I've been to the doctor, they gave me ear drops, and they gave me antibiotics in it, but it's doing good, and then it stopped, but I'm going back to the doctor today. So just an overall view of what's coming up for me, I guess.
I'm really interested in this mental hospital you've actually worked in, because you must have seen spiritual activity in that place.
Yes.
You must have come across some really strange happenings, obviously with the patients, but actually spirit-wise as well, because you took somebody home with you, a nice spirit, I'm pleased to say. And he did mention the ear when you mentioned the ear, but I wasn't sure whether he's trying to help the ear, and he's trying to help, and you're giving antibiotics, and it's sort of a mixture of two things not working together. So I've asked him to back off a bit, so any medication can get in there. If your job, you're being pushed the right way at the moment, I will say. This gentleman who followed you out of the hospital has pushed you the right way, and he's saying that it maybe is going to be another month, but keep being positive about it, because he was positive right at the end that he was going to get out of there, and that he wasn't as, shall we say, ill as he thought he was, or well, as ill as he was, and that he was positive till the end. And he says that you can be positive as well, just be a bit more bit more belief in yourself, in your heart as well. You get a racing sensation in your heart as well, don't you? It's like your heart beats about 60 to the dozen all of a sudden. Maybe it's for a minute or so.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just to prove that we're working with you and working with these right energies. You feel the presence of the person around you as well, don't you?
Yes, sir. I feel some, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, just take the energy that it's good energy and it's positive stuff to your life where it's important, into your heart and all the rest of the things. Your job will come through for you. You will be employed again.
Okay.
But with you, it's going to be a matter of building up again, and maybe starting from the bottom and building up again, because you've got managerial qualities. Is that the best way? You've got the qualities where you can lead people, and people can believe in you as well. But you need to bring that. You need to bring that belief out to show yourself that you can do it as well.
That's true. Yes.
Have you just lost your car?
Lost to who?
Lost your car. Has your car just gone?
No, sir.
Can you relate to that on around you then, please? Someone who's lost. Can you relate to someone losing the car just recently?
Losing their car?
Yeah, either getting it repossessed or actually it breaking down totally. And.
Not that I know of. No,
not that you know of, okay. Well,
yes, sir.
I don't feel.
I know I had a friend that used to stay with me, a female friend, and her name is Clooney, but I haven't heard from her about maybe a year or so.
Yeah.
She had a car that, you know, she couldn't keep up the pavements, and she may have lost that car.
Yeah.
That woman is not coming back into my picture, is she?
No. This is all about...
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Sorry about that.
Just be more positive. Like I say, you've got this inner quality where you can actually lead people or show people how it's done and give them inspiration back from your life. I will say that it's a matter of building things back up in your life more than anything else. And sometimes we have to step back over to find our path again.
Would you
like to kick in there, Barbara?
No, I'd love to get in here. I totally agree. I think that you'll have a job by May, by March. Sorry, by March, and that's by March, not necessarily in March, but certainly before the March time frame is done, you absolutely will have a new job. I don't feel that it will exactly be in the same field that you were in, but I do feel that it will be a good job for you, and it'll be a job that helps you to move forward. It does feel here as though you're a hard worker. You're not only a hard worker, but you're someone who will go above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, he's definitely got nice energies.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely, he does. And I just feel strongly here that what you've got going on is. Unfortunately, when people lose jobs, it means that it's time for them to move on and find something new and different that will help to embrace them and always also give them an opportunity to grow and expand and learn more. And for you especially, the next job is going to be one of those. You're going to have to work hard, but you're going to better yourself in many ways, not just financially, but in your skills and in your techniques and in the way you deal with people. I don't feel that there's any problem at all here with you finding a job. It's just that it has to be different. And right now you're looking at mundane, normal jobs, and you need something that's different. So that I want you to broaden your spectrum here as to what you're applying for and looking for, and take a chance at something that looks, you know, bizarre and unusual, and of course is legal. You know, make sure it's legal. But
Yeah, I don't want to send you down the wrong pathway here, but it does feel as though you've always wanted to try some different things. This is your chance. This is your chance to kind of go outside your box and to stretch yourself into some of the dreams that you never were able to answer. So it feels as though it's a wonderful healing time for you, and I do feel that you are going to be employed by the time we get into March, and that it's going to be a job that is worthy of you and your talents and your skills and your determination to change yourself and make yourself better than you are.
Yeah, that's okay. True. Cause I wanted to definitely finish up school, but I ran out of tuition. But I am a football coach here in Georgia. I love working with young kids. I do believe that's my calling. But I haven't mm-hmm. coached football here in Georgia since 2006. And my thing is, I have 8 classes remaining. In college, but I ran out of completely maxed out of my tuition. So I'm trying to find somebody to help me out to get the money that I need to finish up these 8 classes so I can move forward in a coaching and a teaching job. That's what mm-hmm. I want to do. That's my calling right there. But I love working with people at the hospital and helping people, so I had to do what I had to do. But That's my movement in life. That's what I want to do is coach. Own the football field, coach over these kids, high school.
All right. Well, as we get into the warmer weather, things are going to open up for you.
Okay.
And I do feel you will complete college. It's just going to take a little more time than you thought.
Okay. What do y'all pick up on my ear? Anything on my ear? Why my ear's hurting so bad around my left ear.
Now, have you been to the doctor?
Yes, ma'am. I went to the doctor, and they gave me some ear drops, and they told me that I had something like an ear infection, an upper respiratory infection. But the medication I've been taking, it works a little bit, then it'll die off. I'm like, oh, boy, it's back to square one again.
Okay, well, I'm not a doctor, right?
I know. Yes, ma'am, I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Just so long as you understand that I have no training in this and no expertise in this, and I'm giving you just what I'm getting. So, and I don't even know if I have a doctor on the other side feeding me. So it feels like you have a sinus infection that got into your ear. And every time you use the drops or the antibiotics or whatever, it clears up the infection, but because you still have the sinus problem, it keeps reinfecting itself. And the other thing I want you to look and have them check out is that you may have waxy buildup in your ear that is holding things in place so that nothing can clear out. So ask them to check for wax, because do you speak on the phone a great deal?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Uh-huh.
And what ear do you put the phone to?
Mainly to my right ear, but not too much to my left. At all.
Okay. I just strongly feel that you've been it has something to do with the wax in your ear holding the virus in place so that, as soon as the antibiotic is gone, it reinfects itself.
Okay, that makes sense big time because, yes, you're right on because that's exactly what's been going on. There's no flow in my ears. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you don't tell him where you got the information. Just ask if that could be possible.
I won't. But I just want a yes or no answer. Will my team win the playoff game on Sunday? I am a San Francisco 49ers diehard fan.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Sunday in Seattle. Seattle done beat them one time this year. The 49ers beat them again. The winner goes to the Super Bowl.
Who are they playing?
San Francisco 49ers are playing Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
In Seattle.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord.
I I don't know. Ray, you want to take a guess?
You're a lot of tales.
Well, I've written for San Francisco anyway. But there
okay.
again, I've been to Seattle, and I love that place, so I'm a bit of a bind. It's a 50-50 thing, isn't it?
It's going to be a close defensive game. But I can deal with it. Go ahead.
You promise you won't get too drunk if you lose?
So what now?
You promise you won't get too drunk if you lose?
No, I don't drink.
I really, you know, I got to tell you, all I know is that the weather will be bad for the Super Bowl, so I don't know who's playing. You got me.
I'm sorry, but can I just say, will the 49ers make it to the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, you're killing
will
me.
They
yes.
It? Will
they
make
yes, they will.
They
will? Absolutely.
So they'll win this Sunday coming.
He's going to put money on it.
Absolutely, and everybody listening in the chat room and everybody listening in whatever, I am saying what this man wants to hear.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's 100%.
Okay,
Who's opening the Super Bowl this year? Is it Kiss? Again.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
Kiss to a good opening.
I feel that the 49ers will beat them if they just calm themselves down with that loud noise in Seattle. Because they beat them before in San Francisco. And Seattle beat them in Seattle. So this is their third round. They done beat each other.
Okay.
And this is their final game. The winner goes to the Super Bowl.
Now I have to watch the damn game. Melvin, we've got one more person.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so blessed. God bless. Thank you. So
you
thank you, Melvin. Nice to meet you.
Okay, yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Ms. Bob.
I cannot believe I answered a football question. Okay, so we got Sue in Long Island. Hi, Sue. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. I just wanted to see what you saw for love life in the next couple of months, this month and next month.
Yours or mine?
Mine.
Okay. Just checking. Okay, let me see here. Love life. Is there a relationship now?
No.
Okay.
It's, Can I chip in?
Oh, jump right in.
I do apologize. I'm going to say it'll be a feather in your cap if you're not in a relationship for the next month at least.
Why?
So I'm just being told to say that there's a gentleman and a lady come through. So I want grandma and granddad and grandma or however you want to call them. They're saying that it'll be a feather in your cap if you don't jump into relationships. Take it easy. Okay, when it comes to relationships, take it easy. I'm going to ask, have you got Italian links, please?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother, thank you. That's why they showed me spaghetti, thank you. I appreciate that. They're saying, they're saying, do not jump into any relationship just yet because you're not ready for it. The relationship you're looking for will be at least... It could be, well, at least 4 months away, possibly even longer, because they're saying the relationship you jump into won't be the right one for you. It'll be, how can we say, it will be detrimental for you. Your twin soul, the person you will be engaged to is not around you yet and won't be around you for at least another 4 months.
I can wait 4 months.
Oh, good.
You know anything about him?
Could I ask, would your grandma have been like that and interrupted people?
Yeah.
There you go.
Does she know anything about what they'll be like?
Obviously just right for you. And just right for her as well, by the sounds of it. I think they'll meet a lot of your, they'll tick a lot of your boxes. They'll meet a lot of your expectations. They won't be perfect, and they'll have flaws like everybody else, but you'll understand the language they are speaking. Because I do feel there will be possibly European links with them as well. But I'm looking towards Germany, that sort of area, the Lovax area sort of world. And that's probably why you'll understand them a lot better. I will say there'll be insects involved with this person as well.
There'll be what?
Insects, as in six-legged creatures. Or is that eight-legged creatures? One of the two. Also, I see, well, it's more or less ornithology, you know, insects, snakes, and all that sort of thing. So there'll be an understanding of the creepy crawlies of this world. So, and I'll pass that over to Barbara because she might be wanting to strangle me for interrupting her.
No, you're too far away. No, I'll go along with him. I don't think it's the right time. I'm feeling much warmer weather when this person shows up in your life, and what I'm getting from Spirit is that it's really important that you do some work on visualizing what kind of person you want to come into your life, and then becoming that kind of a person as well. Because you can't tell me that the way you are right this minute in time is exactly the kind of person you want in your life.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good person, yeah.
Now, I'm sure you're a pretty good person, but I do think you have things that you can work on to become a better person.
Everybody.
You know, that's exactly right. Everybody has that aspect, that quality. And the reality is, the more we work on ourselves, the more we fine-tune ourselves, the more we polish our facets, so to speak, the greater the light that shines forth and the stronger the energy is that attracts people to you. But the most important thing for you to hear is that if you are looking for someone, if you are waiting for someone, you are putting a hold on your life, and soulmates come into our lives when we are content and happy and you know, content within our reality and happy without someone else. And it's only at those times that we get the kind of person that is the best kind of person for us. We attract that person to us. Everybody wants a time frame, but there's no telling because exactly what that time frame is, because it's up to the individual that's radiating the energy just when they get to that point, when they click that aspect within themselves that says, I'm content. Universe, I'm fine. If nobody else comes into my life, I'm okay. And it's at that moment that the universe, you know, a red light goes off someplace and they say, we must stir the waters down there just a little bit and give her something more to work on. And that's when the relationship comes into our lives. I see, you know, warmer weather certainly and a 4-month time frame. That sounds about right. But again, we always need to work on ourselves, and that's where the focus needs to be, not on when someone's coming in or even if someone's coming in, but I'm going to be the best that I can be so that I touch all people with love and with respect and with honor.
Well, thank you
okay?
so much. Okay, thank
You're
you.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That relationship is probably the toughest thing that all of us have to deal with constantly. It's we can't look for other people to complete us or to give us joy or to help pay the rent. I mean, we have to be ready for a relationship, and 9 out of 10 times we're not ready. But when people get to the place where they are content and they are literally almost blissful within their lives, that's when a real soulmate appears. And soulmates aren't always perfect, and of course neither are we, but that's when we attract to ourselves someone whose energy is perfect for us for that moment in time.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you or argue with that one, because it's right. It's totally right. And you attract the people who need to be around you. I lost a good friend, unfortunately, but the energy and the her vibration, shall we say, I know is all around me, and it's all part of the universe, shall we say, and the universe that belongs to me. And I try to give a bit back to the universe as much as I can back to the universe. And I've really enjoyed doing this, Barbara. It's been fun.
Well, I've had a wonderful time too. Actually, you know, I always find working with another medium, it makes it easier for me to pull spirits in. You know, you're brave. You pull out names. There's no way in heck I pull out names. And when I do, when I actually get a name, that's when I want to, you know, go home and go to bed and pull the covers over my head. I got a name. I'm a leaving. I've done my job. This is the best I got. But we will be in touch, and I will try very hard to get you back again next month. We'll have to compare our calendars.
Yes, I'd love to come back. Absolutely love to come back.
Well, I have the good fortune of having an amazing chat room and lots of wonderful callers. So,
that's brilliant.
And the chat room, while it does take on a life of its own from time to time.
I'm totally honored by the fact that you've let me work with you, Barbara. I'm really pleased with that. Really honored by that.
You've got to be joking. I want to flip at you.
I'm doing the Wayne's World. I'm not worthy.
Oh, yes, you are. No, I have had this love affair with British mediums my entire life. As a matter of fact, I got my training from in the spiritualist church, and the minister in the church, his wife was from Great Britain, and she was a medium from Great Britain, Dorothy Smith. And I love working with Lizzie Starr as well, who is also, you know, Brit.
Yeah.
And I loved it when she said, you know, as soon as he proposed to her, her thought was she was horrified because she was going to have to go to the colonies. They weren't that old.
It's surprising how many people you come across that are from the States or from Canada who are from either Britain or from Europe or European. My good friend Jen Young, I mean, I got the pleasure of meeting her and her family this year, but we've talked and talked over the past 3-4 years, and she's got relatives from the likes of Liverpool, Manchester, that sort of canal area. My other good friend Judy, who we met 10 years ago, I met 11 years ago, but actually got to meet her a year after in California, and that's the reason why we go, is to meet them. Her great uncle, or somewhere along that line, is actually Charles Laughton.
Oh my gosh.
Actor. Yeah, her name is Judy Laughton. And she explained that somewhere in her relatives is Charles Laughton, the actor. And it was like, wow, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, we actually, our area where I live is actually home to Stan Laurel. Stan Laurel's comes from the area I live in, so it's surprising how many people you do know. I mean, it's, have you heard of Ridley Scott?
Yes.
The director, he's a local lad as well. The store, we used to have a Wimpy's burger bar, and he used to work in there. No, Ridley Scott, major director. We've also got this particular area. I mean, just famous people. Have you heard of David Coverdale from Whitesnake?
I have.
I've seen him in the Coton Bowl, and the Coton Bowl's probably not big, no more bigger than your house, because he was born in Redcar, the area I live in, so... You know, all these famous people around you, you just don't know, do you?
That's so cool. Listen, we are out of time, but I will call you. We will get you back on air, because
that's brilliant.
I've had a delightful time. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
My absolute pleasure. My absolute pleasure. I'm going to bed now because I have to be up very early in the morning. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to eat my dinner.
Thank you so much to the people who've come in the chat room as well. I know one of my friends from the UK is in there, and we've got another lady from the UK and all these people. I tried to get a famous songwriter in, but he wouldn't come in. Never mind.
Next time. I will talk to you quite soon. Thanks again, and good night.
My absolute pleasure. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I'll see some of you later on at Chris's show. Do make sure you tune in to Chris's show at Curious Times tonight from 8 to 10. No, not 8 to 10, 10 to 12. Well, it could be 8 to 10, depending on your times. Anyhow, Eastern time is 10 to 12. I will talk to most of you or some of you tomorrow, and then Nightlight on Wednesday for our regular show with Rachel, and then another show with readings on Thursday. So it's going to be a busy week this week. Thanks for being here, everybody. Bye now.